Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We back. We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is your girl, your auntie, your sister, Rijah, in the building.
Hotep, Abari Ghani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back in the building, y'all. It's been a minute. You know, we've been on hiatus for 2 weeks. You know, the first situation, we had a family emergency. We had to cancel the show. Won't go into details, but, you know, rest in power to look cuz, though. You know what I'm saying? And then the following week, we usually every year take off for Mother's Day. So it just so happened that it came, you know, 2 weeks in a row that we was off. But we back, family. This is Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we got a great show lined up. You know, a lot has transpired in the past 2 weeks. We still on lockdown, but I think a lot of places are starting to open up. Or, you know, they plan to open up next week or the end of May. So, you know, that's how we rolling. But we back. We in the building. We got Queen Rijah and Brother Mufasa Ra. So, you know, how was y'all week? And do y'all got any announcements for the family?
I don't have any announcements right now. Just a busy week and just looking forward to the future.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Mufasa Ra, yes. You got any announcements for us? And how was your week, my brother?
Yeah, you know, I'm about to say how was my 2 weeks since we ain't been on here.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You touched on the subject of, you know, the loss of a family member. So, you know, definitely R.I.P. in that situation. That's something we may touch into another time. But, you know, the family
right,
had to grieve and get ourselves together. So that's what
right.
we're doing. Happy belated Mother's Day, because, like I said, we didn't get a chance to give our shout-out to the mothers.
That's
we
right.
enjoyed last weekend. Hopefully everybody did some beautiful things for their mothers. You know, the ones who are here in the physical,
Thanks.
The ones that are here in the spiritual. Either way, one thing for sure, we all dropped from a womb. You may not have had
that's a fact.
Relationship that you wanted with that person, but you can't deny you fell out of somebody's womb. Anybody can call in and tell me they didn't drop out of womb, boy. Tell me, I want to hear this story. So we all came
right.
from a womb. So happy Mother's Day. All those.
That's
you know, as far as any announcements,
happy
I have no
day.
Major announcements. Happy womb day.
Woman.
I like
happy woman. Right.
Yeah.
The woman.
That's what's up. That's what's
right.
up. I think you own to something with that one, Rijah. I think you own to something with that.
The
so
woman.
Yeah, no major announcements for me as well. You know, just looking forward to you know, another good bill.
Yes, indeed. It should be a great deal, family. Remember, Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so please give us a call. The number is 9-2. What is the number? Hold on. I didn't know the number. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 929-477-1697. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. 1-6-9-7. We got a great show lined up now. Today we're talking about the Ahmaud Arbery case that's happening down in Georgia. I think it's scheduled to happen this summer. But for those that don't know, on February 23rd, Ahmaud Arbery was jogging through a neighborhood in Brunswick, Florida. Two men, Gregory and Travis McMichael, confronted him with firearms, and an altercation ensued, and they ended up shooting Ahmaud Arbery. Now, the two gentlemen who, you know, who approached him and was trying to, you know, I guess physically restrain him or whatever they were trying to do, who approached him, these two gentlemen are white, Ahmaud Arbery is black. You know, there are reports of saying Ahmaud was just jogging through the neighborhood. They were, the people who shot him were saying, you know, that they had a string of burglaries in the neighborhood and they were just trying to protect the neighborhood and see what was up with them. So they accosted him, told him to freeze, and like I say, a physical altercation ensued, and he ended up getting shot, Ahmaud Arbery. Now, this happened again on February 23rd. In my bad, because it was a typo in the description where I had put the 25th, but it was actually the 23rd of February. Now, the two gentlemen who did the shooting, they didn't get arrested until May 7th. So we're talking about the end of February, March, April, beginning of May. So almost 3 months before they even got arrested. Now, it's coming out that the one of the gentlemen who pulled the trigger was a former police officer. He's got pictures with the DA down there in Georgia. He got pictures with the governor. There's all type of stuff going on. So he's kind of clicked in with the law enforcement scene, the political scene down there, and he's kind of clicked in, which is, you know, part of the reason it took so long even to arrest these two. So, you know, that's what we're talking about today. What are your thoughts on this case? I know it's been getting a lot of publicity. You know, a lot of people been talking about it. It's high profile. It's one of those things, you know, that we've seen before, kind of a la the Trayvon Martin case, which kind of really kicked off the whole Black Lives Matter thing. If you remember, then you got Mike Brown, Eric Garner. And it was just a string of cases where, you know, these high-profile cases where black people were being shot, and it seems like no justice was being rendered for the situation. So that's what we're talking about today, the Ahmaud Arbery case. You know, what are your thoughts on it? Give us a call, 929-477-1697. And we go build on it first, and then we go to the family and the call lines. All right? So that's how we do. So yeah, y'all. I mean, what do y'all think? I'm a surprise y'all with my take, but I'm a fall back and let, you know, our resident queen Rigel go first. And you know, from what you've heard and what you've seen in the media and all that, and what you know about the case, Queen Rigel, what are your thoughts on this case?
I think it's, you know, it's, these types of situations is just too repetitive. It just happened too much. We just have too much of history dealing with the way black lives are just never really, you know, respected. You know, and it's just, it's unfortunate. And this is just another dagger, another reminder. You know, how they, you know, how we are treated just all around, you know. So that I think this is a very unfortunate situation. Again, from what, even when I just first watched the video, without even knowing any of the history, none of the backdrop, nothing, just from the mere video, I was like, they were wrong. They were wrong to shoot him, and wrong to kill them. You know, they were wrong. I don't see any justification. I don't see how anybody can come on here and justify these two men for shooting this guy, especially with the history, because that's really what it's boiling down to. It boils down to the way we are perceived in the world and the way that we are treated. It's not just that it was just a man that was threatening to a community or threatening to those two guys that shot him. It don't have nothing to do with that. To me, it's a mentality of how blacks are perceived. And that is why he was shot. That's why he was chased. That's why he was hunted. That's why they did that. It's a history. It's a mentality. It has nothing to do with them being nervous and fearful of a string of burglaries or thefts, which I heard that wasn't even true. I heard that
right.
allegation, as far as if there's been a string of break-ins and thefts, I heard that wasn't even true.
Right.
They made it up
right.
to justify it and to get people on their side. And
exactly.
Whether it was true or not, they didn't handle it properly. It just wasn't handled properly. And I'll stop right there, and then I want to hear everybody else's thoughts on it and their opinions on it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, like I say, this is one of those topics that's very polarizing, and a lot of people have, you know, strong opinions on either side. So, as far as what I've been, you know, kind of seeing online leading up to the research of this. But my brother Mufasa, like, from what you've heard and all the information you didn't gather, reports, and, you know, I know you've been kind of keeping an eye on this. You know, what are your thoughts on this Ahmaud Arbery
mm-hmm.
case?
Well, let me go ahead and get it cracking. All right, I'm up. Because I know
uh-oh.
We're doing our overall perspective of this case.
Right.
So I'm just going to give y'all my overall raw view, because there's so many different angles and different things that we need to talk about when it comes to this case, so many different ways we could go about the discussion. So I'm just going to give y'all my overall view. Okay. In this situation, you have Ahmaud, you know, jogging through this neighborhood. And Gregory and Travis did make the call that, hey, they were seeing something suspicious. They saw this man going in this house, this construction house. There was video that showed other people going in and out of this, you know, this house or whatnot. Now, that's not nothing that's illegal. I don't think there's a crime with that. So as he is leaving, we know that Gregory and Travis called the police to report it. Now, in Georgia, there is a law that you can make a citizen arrest. You can do this. But I don't believe you have the right to pursue someone unless, you know, they actually were caught committing a felony. They didn't catch him in a felony. They just, you know, quote unquote, suspected that he had been doing some wrongdoing. So they going after this man to question him. There's a third man who videotaped him, a man by the name of William Rowdy Bryant, which is Gregory and Travis and Michael's neighbor. He pursued also recording the situation. Now, one thing I see that I didn't agree with was, so I didn't understand. I'm still struggling to understand this because, like I said, we're talking about the overall view. This case went on for a couple of minutes through this neighborhood. Four minutes. I do not understand, for the likes of me, why Ahmaud did not try to run up to someone's house for help. And again, I'm not saying that he did anything wrong, committed a crime. I'm looking at this situation and also trying to learn from it, and I hope everybody else is looking at this overall situation and what they can learn from it or what they would do differently in this situation. So I'm just puzzled and not understanding out of 4 minutes, why not run up to someone's house and ask for help? that's what I would have done in that situation. If I got some guys just running up on me with guns, you know, and I'm scared, and I'm in a residential neighborhood, why not seek for help? You know, seek for help. Now,
but who said he was
you're
scared
not trusting. Well, if you're not trusting the neighborhood, if you're not trusting, well, if some guys run up on you with guns, I mean, it appears that he was scared because when they tried to stop him, he turned and ran the other direction. So I'm thinking if you're not scared, you would just stop and have a conversation. But I'll go back for a minute. So as he's running through, like I say, you got houses there. Why not just stop and ask someone for help? If you was worried that you're not going to get any assistance in this neighborhood and it's a bad neighborhood or a racist neighborhood or whatever, why even be jogging through that? Just avoid the neighborhood. So like I said, I'm looking at this also as a perspective of what I would do different, what I take from this. So that's one that I would have tried to get some help from somebody at their house. I would have been screaming, yelling, banging on somebody's door to try to get some help. I don't know why he didn't do that. Now, as far as the man who was recording it, he was in an interview. He said that he wasn't proud that he filmed the video, but said that maybe it'll end up helping in the end, which is possible. Him recording it may end up helping out, because let's think about this. Before his video footage came out, general public wasn't even talking about this case. You know, and it may have got swept under the rug. But thankfully, he did record it and it got out. So I'm not going to beat up on him for his recording of the video. I think he was right. This probably is going to help out in this situation. So I have questions about the whole thing. And I'll sum it up with this so we can get Brother Kevin get to the calls. Is that I think the two men were charged with felony murder and aggravated assault. This is another thing that I've learned in cases like this. Looking at the video, when he ran at Travis McMichael, that leaves a loophole that he was the aggressor. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with that, but unfortunately, that's how it goes. And this is the type of stuff that's going to get battled in court.
I'm thankful you're not an attorney. Hold on. Let's have a little patience here.
Like, you're too riled up. I know
you're itching.
But that looks like he is the aggressor. So they're going to be battling over that situation in court. Now, to say that to convict these men of felony murder and aggravated assault, murder is hard to prove. It's hard to prove. And so my concern is going after these men with felony murder, I have a feeling they're not going to be able to prove it, which will mean they will walk. So my thing is, like I said, I've learned in these situations too, we have to be careful in how we charge these people who do these type of crimes. Because if you charge them with the wrong thing, they don't get off. You know, we all get in our emotions like murder. They hunted them down. They did this. But I tell you, murder is a hard thing to prove. So you have to be careful in going after them with charges like that. So anyway, I'll stop right there, and we can go back into my comments later.
Yes,
I just
indeed.
Gave you overall.
Yes, indeed.
My overall opinion of the whole case.
Right. Yes, indeed. That was fair. I mean, you had, you know, some questions on the line as far as, you know, why Ahmaud Arbery acted the way he acted or did what he did. So, yeah, we can revisit that later. If you're just joining us, family, it's Collected Minds Radio. That was our brother Mufasa Ra. And you heard Queen Rises before that. I'm Brother Kev. And we are talking about the Ahmaud Arbery case. If you haven't heard, it was a brother who was shot and killed in February this year. And the gentleman just got arrested on May 7th. And that was partly due, and I forgot to mention, that was partly due to the video that was released. And once the video was released, you know, the public outcry kind of grew. and then they were kind of forced to make an arrest. Now, for me, my perspective on this is, I'm going to be honest, family. I stayed away from this case. I didn't want to invest emotionally. I did not want to invest any time into this. Because like Roger said at the beginning, she hit it on the head. This is very repetitive. This has been happening. You know, it gets black people emotional. It gets us riled up. And I'm included because I fell victim to the last 50 times it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Every time you get it riled up and then you get to the case and then you see that these people get off and it's a total letdown. So for me, I saw the headlines. I saw everything going on. I kind of monitored from a distance because I didn't want to get too emotionally invested because it's repetitive. You know, I'm actually tired of it. You know what I'm saying? It's very tiring because the thing is, the only way this is going to stop is when black people learn to protect themselves. That's it. Like, there's no other way. You know, we trying to wait on a justice system to give us justice, the same system that's been doing us wrong for years. Like, so my thing is, you know, when are we going to get it? You know what I'm saying? When are we going to protect ourselves like everybody else, right? So I kind of stayed away from this case. Now, the thing with the actual case is I didn't even want to look into the particulars because I knew how this thing was going to be going. And I call this actually a psyop. Right, I call this whole shooting a psychological operation, meaning this story was put out to, you know, get black people back invested, tackle the whole racist white supremacy thing, just get all that back engaged. Because remember, before this, everybody was focused on COVID-19, the coronavirus, the lockdown, you know, social distancing. Like, that was the big story. So now you have this story come along, and it sucked black people right back in. You know, we right back in there. We back to protesting, hands up, don't shoot, our lives matter, black lives matter. Like, all that stuff is very passive to me. Like, if we're not willing to put in work to protect ourselves, our children, our brothers, our sisters, then we just doing nothing. We just playing a game, and this is going to keep happening. And in 10 years, we'll be having the same conversation. In 20 years, it'll be another shooting. We'll be talking about the same thing. So for me, you know, I'm really, I'm just tired of it. And more I looked into this case, actually for the show, I think it was premeditated, right? I think it was premeditated. They planned to do this. I think the person who filmed it was actually in on it as well. And this is a whole political game that they're doing, again, to get people emotionally invested, to drum up fear into people, to show that, you know, black lives don't really matter, because if these gentlemen get off, then, I mean, that's going to let you know. And the fact that it took that the DA is in on it, law enforcement down there is in on it, the media, we talking about the national media, CNN, all these people are in on the sham, right? Because they want to investigate and make this brother look like he's a criminal. You know, they want to look into backgrounds and do all this. So I'm just tired of the whole thing myself. So I'm at the point where I'm asking a question. Why don't you ever see why don't you ever see a white person, an Asian person being killed by a black person and they don't get arrested? Why don't you ever see that? That's a rhetorical question. Now, the answer is because we know the consequences of killing one of them unjustly, right? We know the consequences. You rarely, if ever, see a black police officer or civilian just hunt down and shoot a white person, and then they say, well, is because he would look suspicious. There's been burglaries in the neighborhood, and they don't get arrested. You're never going to see that. Why, family? Because these communities protect themselves. They're not going to let you do that to them, number one. And they're not going to wait. They're not going to wait on some court case or some judge to decide the fate. No, what they're going to do is protect themselves and take the law into their own hands. As we see, you know, just to sidetrack with this COVID-19 case, a lot of these white militias in Michigan and other places, they are standing up to the police, defying social distances orders, not wearing masks. They're telling that there's a case where they were standing in front of the barbershop. This 70-year-old man wanted to open up his barbershop. The militia was standing in front of his shop, armed to a T, and said, "We're standing here, and if the police come, they gonna have problems, period." And did the police come? No. Why? Because they stood there and protected their neighborhood and protected, you know, that particular business. So until black people get that through our heads, I'm not participating in it. I'm not getting upset. I have a family. I got kids. I got goals still that I'm trying to do, so I really don't have time to get emotionally invested in these type of situations when they happen all the time, and the only thing we do is march. But it's funny, when a black person violates us, we know exactly what to do. We go get revenge. We go retaliate. But when a race soldier or somebody from another culture wants to violate us, oh, we got to get signs. We got to go march. Hands up, don't shoot. Oh, I can't breathe. All this and that. All this passive stuff, when we could really just be protecting ourselves, which is a God-given right. You have a God-given right to protect yourself. So until we get that through our head, I'm not getting too emotionally invested. I saw the case. I did some research for this particular show, but I'm kind of stepping back because if they get off, I'm not going to be upset because I already knew this was coming. If they go to jail, good. But like the brother was saying, they may just get 5 years with the if they get charged with manslaughter or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the actual charge is. I think it may be murder by what my brother Mufasa said. But whatever it is.
Yes, murder and then one other charge.
Right, but if they're not charged to the fullest
aggravated
extent
assault,
of the law,
I believe.
With
yes,
this being on tape,
murder.
If they're not charged, yeah, if they don't get the
assault.
Full extent with this being on camera, then this is not a victory. So I'm just not getting invested. I think they could possibly get off, and I wouldn't be shocked. And if black people go out and riot or do something crazy after this, it's like, when are we going to get it? We cannot keep doing the same thing over and over. And for me, I've seen this too many times in the last 10 years, and I'm just tired. So I'm going to leave it right there.
Right,
I'm going to leave it right there for now, and then I guess, you know, if y'all want to respond, cool,
well,
but we can hit the call.
Yeah. Yeah, let me just give a quick rebuttal, and you know, and also, you know, my response to what Roger was saying. You know, because I keep hearing people say that they hunted these men down.
They did.
When you hunt, and you say, and Roger, you says they did. They hunted them down. When you hunt, it's like if you're hunting deer, right? You don't creep up to the deer and then say, "Stop, deer! Don't run." That's not how you hunt. That's hunting is you just boom, let them have it. So to me, that's not hunting them down if you're telling this man
right.
Stop.
To
stop.
You.
Also, imagine what would happen if they were quote unquote hunting him down, and you got somebody behind them videotaping. What you think would happen if he would have just, like I said, went to any one of these number of houses that he's running by to ask for some help? Maybe he would not have gotten shot. Now, I'm only saying this thing because I want people to think and not be emotional. And so hopefully you know how to handle a situation if you get in it. Again, I'm not saying that this man is, I'm not accusing him of a crime, none of that. But I'm saying we have to also look at these situations and say, what would we do differently? And what I'm saying is some things that he could have done to help protect himself outside of not just running through their damn neighborhood anyway, but that's a whole other story that y'all know how I feel about that. But just go get some, just go and try to get some help. Yeah. If somebody up a gun on you, you don't have a gun. Two men got guns. What you think, you Bruce Lee? You going to de-arm him, shoot the other? No. I'm hoping people can look at this and say, and use some rational this man and say, look, I'm either going to stop because they got the ups on me. Go get some help.
Now look. Let me ask you this, brother. Now, what do you think the narrative, or what would you be asking the same question if the two men in that truck, if what's their name, Gregory and Travis McMichael was black, mm-hmm. and Ahmaud Arbery was white? Would the narrative mm-hmm. be the same? Would you be saying the same thing, asking the same question?
In my opinion, for me, yes. Yes. If they were all
you would
three
be like,
they
was
great.
Wrong for killing that man. They was wrong
no,
for killing
no.
that man.
No, no. If all three of them were great, they could all be the same color. What I'm saying is, I'm trying to say what you could do to help protect your life. Now, we can say them they wrong all that all day long. But I'm telling you, when they go through hashing this stuff out in court, what they're gonna look at is, and I hope I'm wrong here, but I believe I'm gonna be right. They're going to say that them men they're gonna get off because they did not actively go out to commit murder. A, they called the police when they saw a crime. B, they give him the commands to stop.
No, no,
that's on record. That's on record. That's on record.
They called the police, but there was no crime, though. There was no crime being committed. There was no crime when they called the police. So, number one, they called a false police report. They called in a false report. They used
that to justify. What did they say when they called?
They called and said that somebody was breaking in houses or something like that. You know, I heard the tape. I heard it one time. Yeah, they called and said somebody was breaking in houses. But that wasn't true. So they lied and filed a false report. Now, the reason they're going to get off, and I'm going to have to correct you, my brother, they're going to get off because they're white and he's black.
Now
they're going to use what you just said as justification for them getting off.
Justification, exactly.
But the reason they're getting off is because they're white.
It's because they're white.
Black.
Thank you.
That's bad.
Well,
you got to be honest.
What I'm trying to explain to y'all, and I'm going to step back after this so we can get the calls in. If we know this, then that means we have to do something different to protect ourselves. Because that's the whole reason
that's
me saying
fact.
What I'm saying is so that black people will quit making stupid mistakes. That's what I'm tired of. I'm getting tired of black people not realizing the conditions that we're in. And just willy-nilly doing dumb stuff to get themselves caught up in these positions, in these situations. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I am not saying that he committed a crime. And I'm not saying those guys were right in what they did. But what I am saying, and I'm trying to speak to my people, is how you can take care of yourself differently to avoid a situation like that or give yourself more chances for survival in a situation like that. But if you don't want to listen to me, you can keep jogging through white neighborhoods thinking it's all good. You can let them up guns on you and think you a ninja and try to disarm them if you want, and I guarantee you, you're going to end up just like it is now. You're going to end up dead. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to give my people options and suggestions on how to help survive in situations like this. And
so what are your options?
Not give loopholes. Luke, because that's what he did, unfortunately, is when he ran at the dude with the shotgun, that leaves argument. Oh, he assaulted him. He was getting aggressive.
That's
what they're going to say in court. So,
but they're
telling
wrong.
Me, Roger,
they're
that's
wrong.
Not what they're going to say in court?
I'm saying, are they going to use it? I don't know what they're going to use, but I'm saying if they do use it, they are still wrong. The court's been wrong against us all the time. So it doesn't matter if they use it or not. They may use it, but they're still wrong.
They
because
are.
If you regardless, okay, say they are. They're wrong. And just like you're wrong by saying that he gave them a loophole. He did not give them a loophole when you had two men with guns chasing you first. He didn't just go after them and they grabbed their guns and shot them.
So clearly, totally missed everything I said about you. So it's better to try to wrestle guns from these men than try to go and get some assistance. When you running past several houses, it makes sense to continue to jog and run down the street when you running past several houses. Y'all telling me that makes sense?
What I said ain't had nothing to do with what you just brought up. I'll let you finish, then I'll go ahead, because I've already tried to get my piece.
Right. What you're saying is that it's not a loophole that he was the aggressor. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that is the loophole that they're going to use. And I'm saying he would have been better off running for help to a house to try to get some help. That's all I'm saying, y'all. I'm trying to tell my people the things that he's doing that he made mistakes in. And running back and forth up and down that street like you're going, I'll run cars. B, I'll run bullets. You fighting a losing battle. I'm trying to say, if you get yourself in a situation like that, I'm trying to say, go get some help from somebody's house. Go run to the house and get some help. And if you don't think you can get help from somebody in that neighborhood, then don't even have your ass in that neighborhood. That's the two things that's all I'm trying to say. You're not gonna win trying to go at them with the gun. You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win in it. At least give yourself some bigger chances for survival. Don't be in the neighborhood if you think you can't get help. And if you're in the neighborhood, you think you can, you think you're in a quote unquote good neighborhood, dang, go run and knock on somebody's door and get some help. Hey, these men out here chasing me with guns, I don't know what's going on. Call the police. Simple.
It's not that simple. And it's crazy how you is okay. I know, because I'm hearing two different perspectives that you're trying to push. On one end, you still trying to say, it sounds like you ain't used these words. I know, but I'm just telling you what it sounds like you saying to me. You saying that he gave them justifications for shooting and killing him, and they gonna get off.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Because I'm telling you what it sounds. I was trying to be very clear and said, I know you didn't use these words, but this is what it sounds like you're saying to me.
That's not what I mean. But go ahead.
I already said it. You ain't gotta let me know. I said it first. So you did not say these words, but this is me listening to you. This is what I gathered. You're saying that he gave them justification for shooting and killing him, and that they're going to get off because of his error in running toward them. That, to me, is very sickening, only because you're making it seem like this man cannot jog somewhere. And that's the problem with society in the first place, that they try to make us like we can't do anything. And that's not right, that he can't even jog. And that's not right. So I would much rather talk about the real issue versus what he could and should have done when he was innocent from the jump. He should not have been shot and killed. I would much rather spend my time and energy saying these white boys is racist, they don't like black people, they was wrong, and they should go to jail. And I mean, because that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not us needing to learn how to walk on eggshells around them. They need to change. We ain't doing nothing wrong.
Right.
We're human too. It ain't us that needs to be trying to figure out, I better not walk in this neighborhood. I better not run in this neighborhood. Oh, my God, I know. That's not the mentality we need to try to grow. They need to change. They are doing wrong things. They don't like black people. They hate black people, and it's unfortunate, but that's how it is, and that's how it has always been. That's evil, and that's what needs to be changed.
So yeah. My question is, they need to change, right? What's going to make them change? Are you so sure that they're going to change?
I didn't say that they were, though. But
I know,
didn't say that they weren't. I'm saying that's what needs to happen. And just like Brother Kevin mentioned.
But do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Until they change, I don't believe they will change. And I don't think they will ever change.
So since I know that they're not going to change and they're not going to ever change, then I'm going to continue to treat it, the situation like I'm at war, and I'm not going to be rolling through, I'm not going to be a Crip running through a blood neighborhood. I'm not going to be a blood running through a Crip neighborhood. And I'm not going to be a black man running through a racist white neighborhood. That's all I'm saying. Treat it like it is. If it's, we know it's not going to change, then we need to start treating this stuff like it's not going to change. And that's what I'm trying
you
to
say. You can't compare that to a black and Crip. You can't compare that to Crip and Blood. Crip and Blood is doing illegal activity, and they banging and over some foolishness, color and game rivalry. So, but I don't think that's a good comparison because that's not what's
right.
going on.
Right, and the Crips and Bloods don't. The Crips and Bloods don't control the courts and the other police. So we can't use that. We're talking about white people who control the courts, law enforcement, and they have more power when it comes to getting justice as far as the system goes. But to answer your question, the only way it's going to stop is we're going to have to stop them, period. And if we stand up, a lot of times they fall back. You feel me? That's the only thing we got to do.
Like,
is just stand
like Michael
up
Brown. Like Michael Brown.
What you mean?
Like how we stood up for Michael Brown. Like we stood
up. No.
We didn't stand.
No. We didn't stand. We was marked. We turned West Florida where Michael Brown got killed. We turned that into
That's what Brother Kevin was saying. It wasn't a stand up.
That's what Brother Kevin said.
That's what he's saying.
People running around bumping music. Exactly.
So what's the stand up? What are we supposed to do then to stand up?
We have yet to see it, but it's very simple. You protect yours.
There you go.
However that looks.
That's right.
We are at war. So anything
that's
goes.
What
in war.
Right.
That's
what
no,
I'm
with
saying.
You.
So if you are at war,
I'm with you.
Why are you running through an enemy's neighborhood? If we know we
no,
at war.
That's his neighborhood. He lives in that neighborhood.
Okay.
What you mean?
So we at war, we not at war. The only thing he said that he lives in the neighborhood.
Right, he lives in the neighborhood. What that mean?
Right, that's all he said. He just said that he lives in the enemy's neighborhood.
Right?
We all
it's
do.
His
the
neighborhood.
Whole, it's global, right? We all
right.
do. I mean,
so we war.
You live in the enemy's neighborhood too.
You live in the enemy's neighborhood too, brother. Yes, you do.
I don't run.
Yes, you do.
You don't see it that way. And look, and I don't mind saying this on record. I don't run through white folks' neighborhoods. Okay, I don't do that. And that
but
I would never
live,
do that.
But
now,
but
I
if
know,
you lived in
I
that
know,
neighborhood, you would have the right to run, brother.
Guess what?
You
I wouldn't live
that.
In that neighborhood. And I wouldn't live in that neighborhood. That's what I'm
all right,
trying
y'all
to
want to get to the car? We've been going in, y'all. I know the car.
I know. We'll go back and forth when we'll find some.
Yeah. Let's hit the car lines, Valerie. Go ahead.
Okay. Area code 314. We got a friend of Mufasa, 381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Well, here's the thing.
Actually, the whites
are in the enemy neighborhood. Blacks outnumber whites 2 to 1 in that neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Black population, 60%. Whites is about 33%. Then, you're talking about this guy. That house wasn't a new construction. It was a renovation. Somebody lived on the other end. They lived on the other end where they was renovating. Then when you see the video of the inside camera, He came in and he was looking down on the floor and peeking around corners. That ain't looking at no construction. You're looking, probably looking for some tools that was left out.
Now, see, yeah, now you speculating.
Well, the video showed him. The video showed him looking down. You know how many buildings I put up before? Hang on, wait a minute. When you're looking at construction, when you're looking at construction, you're looking at it from the outside. And if you go inside, you're looking at the framing. You ain't looking on the floor.
What?
Around a pile of material.
No, 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 family, family. You cannot do that. You cannot just say
he's just saying that because he's black.
Right, you can't just say
I'm not doing it because I'm black. Here's the point. Wait a minute. Since you say that, you know what the burglary rate is in that community? The burglary rate in that community in 2009, the burglary rate was 2,558. Now, that was 2010. You know what it is in the state of Georgia?
You're bringing up stats from 10 years ago. You can't.
Wait a minute. I'm starting off at 10 years. I'm going to go. I'm coming up to 2018 next. As I said, in 2010, it was 2,558 per 100,000. In the whole state of Georgia, it was only 998. In the U.S., it's 701. Just in 2018, it's 1,071 in that community. Georgia, 431 per 100,000. Now, since the community is way majority black, I'm going to ask you this question. Why is black folks breaking into black folks' houses? Huh? Nobody want to talk about that.
No, no, no.
It's got to be them. If you look at the communities we got here, hang on. You look at see if you anybody see I wouldn't be able to serve on that jury. You know why? Because I have experienced people breaking in and stealing. Like them four black kids, 110. 214 and 115 hijacked that white woman's car down in Soulard.
Right. But see, look, what you're doing, there's no proof or evidence that he was breaking in anywhere. There were
no, he didn't have to break in because it was open, Kevin.
There was multiple people who went to that construction site, and a lot of them.
Right, it was other people. Yeah.
But when he went in that house.
He got a drink. He went in there, got a drink, and left.
When you went in that house, wait a minute. When you went in that person's residence, you trespassed. I know you don't want to hear what I got to say. I know
you
don't want to hear what I got to say. But listen to this.
So now, but wait, hold on. Now, since you say he's trespassing,
let me make one more point.
That would be up to the owner of the property and the owner of the property.
Ma'am, you don't want me to make no points. Here's the point. Here's the thing.
I'm done.
Here's the thing. You're having a trial in the news. Okay? You can't have no jury from around there because they won't get a fair trial. They're going to have to move to another venue where nobody heard. See, they wouldn't let me be on the jury because I've been a victim of burglary. In that area, the blacks in that area, you couldn't get hardly none of them on a jury because they probably been a victim of burglary. They're going to be struck. And at one point, from the video that we seen with the encounter of the man, was there not a struggle over the gun, over the shotgun? Did you see that, Mustafa?
Yes, it was.
Well, what did that raise?
If someone is shooting a gun at me, I'm going to struggle to try
they
to
take it. Shot no gun.
If the
gun
they
went
right
off when they were struggling. If he had it, wait a minute,
that's
Mustafa.
Not true. Tell him again, brother. Tell
hang on
that's
for a second.
Not true. The gun
Mustafa, if I'm pulling, if you got
man.
A gun, if you got a gun, they got a right to do that. If you got a gun, Mustafa, a rifle, and I grab hold of the barrel trying to snatch it from you, if I get the gun, am I going to shoot you?
You very well may so.
You're right. You don't know. So what are you going to do? You're going to make sure that I don't get the gun where I can turn around and use it on you. No, I just laid out a possible defense. And I'm not no expert at this.
That's right.
That's right.
But I tell you what I am. I have been a victim. I have been a victim in the hood of Negroes breaking in your damn house, running over your mailbox and all that crap.
And I've been a victim of white supremacy.
If I could have, I would have shot him too. Hey, here's another thing. Like people say, wait a minute. You say that. Well, don't argue with me. You got all the show. You say that when black men kill white police officers and get caught, they ain't caught alive. Hey, I pulled out 7 cases where black males had shot and killed and murdered police officers, stood over and shot them. You had one in Wellston. You had another one out in Bell Fountain. You had one in Louisiana here where they shot 2 police officers, one man, and he stood over one and killed him. And all of them got captured, and they're alive.
Yeah.
No, I never said they weren't alive.
I know about the one in Bell Fountain. He shot 2 police officers and survived.
He shot 2 police officers, ran home. They had SWAT team outside his house, and he's living.
Yep. He's living.
Right, but he's in jail. He went to jail.
And
though.
Guess
That's
what?
I never said he
people
was
out there, blacks really? Out there in Bell Fountain don't want that type of riffraff out in their community.
Say it again.
It probably was the same person that killed the gas station attendant that was on Bell Fountain Road just before you go down the hill to go to the White Castle.
No, they called him. He got arrested. They locked him up.
All right, let's wrap it up. We go try to get some more callers. We appreciate you, caller.
Please do.
We're going to try to. We appreciate it. Right on.
Thank you, my brother.
Ain't no thank you because you guys are very wrong when you say the gun didn't go off until he grabbed the gun. That's totally incorrect. I just sent you guys a clip right before the show that they shot before he even touched the man. You can watch the video.
Because he was running up on him. Because he was running up on him.
He didn't have no place to go.
Yes, he did.
They running up on him.
Why he didn't run to the house?
They running up on him. They running up on. I don't know why he didn't run to the house.
Why he didn't run to the house?
Who knows why? I don't know why he didn't run to the house. Why he had on brown shorts?
He made a dumb decision.
I don't know.
He made a decision that cost him his life. He made a decision that cost him his life. Instead of running to a house, you ran up on a man with a gun.
So if you just want to just say he just made a dumb decision when do it stop? Did he make a dumb decision when he decides to go jog? I mean, when does it stop? When are you gonna just point the blame at the people who's at fault instead of keep saying where he went wrong? So when he even decided to go jogging, which is something that's exercise. That was dumb too.
Mm-hmm.
So when do his decisions? Okay, you just keep pointing at his decisions. What he did, dumb.
Right.
But the white man, they were smart. They were smart. They antagonized him. They.
I'm gonna tell you why.
All right.
They provoked him.
Let me say this real quick.
Okay, then we get to the callers.
I'm gonna say it's real fast.
I'm done.
Two things. This is why I'm not going to say I'm not gonna say that, Roger. I'm not going to say it because you and Brother Kev, y'all got that. Y'all got it under control, so I ain't got to say what the white man did wrong because y'all got that. Two,
okay.
I'm here to talk to black people. I'm here to talk to black people on what they can do to help themselves in a situation like this. I ain't here to talk to white folks. You know
why?
Because I know that. You know why? Because I know they ain't listening. I know they going to do what they going to do. I'm trying to talk to my people. And I'm trying to, and I wish Ahmad, if I could rewind him back 10 minutes before that, A, I'd have said, man, let me run through their neighborhood, because you know how they is. Then second, I'd have told him, when I saw him running away from them people with the gun, I'd have been like, Ahmad, run to the house. Go get some help. You running past several houses. Can you please run up here and knock on somebody's door? Don't run at the man with the gun. That was stupid. You gave him that gave him an out to shoot him.
Okay. Next caller, area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Make it plain.
Well, I got a couple comments. First
you probably
of all,
can't take a couple.
Well, first of all, with what I do for a living, he had no business up in that building. And at the same time, it's the contractor should make sure his building's secure before he leaves.
What type of work do you do?
But at the same time, when they were chasing him down, he didn't have nothing.
Exactly.
He didn't have anything. And he should have just kept running. And second of all, those white people, they're not the police. It's not their job to shoot somebody.
Exactly.
It's not their job to take off after somebody. It's almost like the George Zimmerman case.
Exactly like it. They called the police.
But at the same time,
it's like George Zimmerman called the police.
His black ass shouldn't have tried to grab that motherfucking rifle.
He shouldn't have tried to grab that rifle. That's right.
But I agree with Tori.
They had to shoot me in my ass.
Yeah, they gonna have to shoot me in my butt because I'm gonna keep moving.
That's all you gonna
do.
But they gonna shoot you in your butt. They gonna shoot you in your back and kill you.
At least you was running away,
and then they gonna still kill you, and then they gonna shoot me in the back.
Then there's no mistaking that you was just murdered.
There you go.
You shot me in the back running away.
But as a contractor,
I would probably beat his butt if I caught him in where I work.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
Another thing was it wasn't their property. It wasn't their property.
Right.
So I'm going to get to the next caller.
Yes, indeed.
So he did a good job of pointing out the flaws on both of the on the victim's end and the flaw on the assault/murderer's end. So he did a good job with that. Thank you, Tom.
Right.
He did a good job with that. He brought some good points up. But,
yes, indeed.
Let's get to the call. Area code 314. But I'm really laughing at the fact that y'all was like, yeah, I'll be dead. I'll be shot in the back. And they'll be free. But at least y'all will know.
Nope. They won't be free. They won't be free.
Yes, they will. 314-438. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello, beautiful people.
My comment is
about Mufasa Ra. Are you really victimizing him all over again? You are blaming the victim for being killed, for being murdered.
No.
Because at the end of the day, he was still murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And you victimizing him all over again. So
right.
That right there is just appalling. And it's a point in the video that it veers off to the right, where it's like a blind spot. So whatever you seeing that I didn't see, I'm going to need you to go ahead and send that to me. Because I saw him running to the right side of the truck. I heard some shots go off, then the camera came back over to the group of people. The Michaels had no right to even track him down. They knew when he was going to be running. They called Brian and was like, we need help to block him in. You stay in the back.
Yep.
We're going to go forward and block him
in. Thank you.
And that's exactly
Thank
what
you.
They did. Block
Thank
him
you.
In. For what reason? So if you knew when he was running, you knew what area he was running in, what street he was going to go down, they should have just called the police if they was worried about him being the one that's doing all the burglaries, which the police have already said there weren't any. The owner of the house that he went into even said he didn't make any reports. He had people come in and out all the time. He has not made one report about anything being stolen from their property or anyone trespassing. So for you to say he should have done this, he should have done that, the Michaels should have said they busted home and just let the police handle it. He runs at this time of day on this street, and this is where he'll be at. That's what they should have done if we want to do the shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yes, indeed. Right on, caller. No, go.
All I want to ask the caller is, if it was you
and you was running for 4 minutes while people chase you with guns, and you ain't got no guns, you him, what would you do? Would you have done the same thing? Would you have done something differently in the situation?
If I'm running for 4 minutes and I'm being chased, I don't know what would happen because that's never happened
exactly.
to me before. So my adrenaline going, I'm probably afraid.
Yes.
I'm probably scared.
Yes.
I don't know what
yes.
I would do in that situation.
Exactly. And
I would have to be
knows.
In that situation and say where my mind would be at.
Exactly.
I'm glad.
But I know the mind
that.
Of the
so
Michaels was premeditated on what they wanted to do to him.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm
exactly.
so glad.
Premeditated.
They already predicted what
thank
they were going to do.
Right on, Colin.
And then give
no
him an opportunity.
I'm so glad that she said that. I'm so glad she said she don't know what she would do. Because that's exactly why I said I'm talking to my people to help them maneuver themselves better in this type
you
of situation.
You wouldn't know what to do either.
Exactly.
I do know what
think
I would
do.
I just told
he think
you.
He do. He,
you
I,
know
he
what
think
you think
do.
You would do until
yeah,
you're in that situation.
Exactly.
I've been in that situation. I have
it's
been
easy
in
to
situation.
Say what you would do from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Do you believe in training? Like fighters, like they train to fight, right? Like killers.
I've been in a plenty of training, in corrections, police, and all of that. And let me tell you,
that's right.
when
so
it comes down
to
certain points, that training go out the window. You do what you do for survival.
This is
but
facts.
And everybody's survival mode
result.
Is different.
But you first result, go on to your training. Your training will cause you, will help you to survive. Now, outside of that, sometimes, yeah, you have to do something differently. But your training tells you what to do first. So that's why I'm trying to help train y'all.
So you've
minds
been training to run away from white
I'm
men chasing you with guns?
I'm hell yeah, white men, black men, anybody else. At first, that's why I know. First off, I'm not going to be running through the neighborhood with no guns. That's the first thing. Second thing, like I said earlier, I'm not going to be running jogging through no white people's neighborhood. Third of all, if
it's
I got
his neighborhood
up on me with guns, in they
yeah,
neighborhood,
it's his neighborhood.
Third thing,
you ain't gonna be running your neighborhood
up and down the street. If they chase me up and down the street, I am not gonna run and grab the gun. I'm running to somebody's house and bamming and asking for help because there's gonna be witnesses to me getting murdered. And that's
okay.
what I want people to
I
understand.
I hope that worked out for you,
so
it,
that they could drive
right, it was,
in
I,
their
it
head.
Was witnesses.
It was witnesses because one left a note
okay.
as memorial saying, "I'm sorry, I should have helped." So it was witnesses.
It was witnesses.
They just
and,
didn't
right.
do anything.
Exactly. And
right.
it was on camera. We witnesses. We witnesses well, murdered. There's plenty of witnesses
okay.
to that.
Y'all keep watching this case.
Thank you,
y'all
caller. Thank you, caller.
Right on,
you.
Caller. Thank you.
Okay. Area code 314-361. Caller, you are on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Thank you. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, we hear you clearly.
Yeah,
hello?
We got
thank
you. Peace, caller.
Thank you. Well, first of all, let's back up just for a quick second. If a person is breaking into your home and you sleep with your kids, your wife, and your family, and they in your home, and you get into a struggle and you get your gun or whatever, and they fighting with you, do you know if they running out of your house and they hit that front door trying to get out, and you shoot them, and they get outside running down your driveway, and you shoot them again, you have just committed murder. It is the law. You cannot. That's why they say you have to drag that body back in your house. This man was running on a public street. All taxpayers pay for this. That boy has mama, daddy, been living in that residential area majority of all their life. They son went to school in that area. They son ran. He was athletic. He was bored through this coronavirus. Yes, he knows he like everybody else. I see homes that I see vacant, and I get out my car and I look at them to see maybe it's for sale or if it's vacant. I might even go look in the window. This is facts. I say, this is an interesting property. I might try to get a dibs on this. They done moved out. I might even look around the back.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, I might be in my bicycle or jogging. Now, you got to look at the fact. This man was running down the street. Trust me. If he knew they had guns and was at him, he wouldn't have ran straight towards them. But when he got up on them and they came out and you, nobody know what was really said, but I can imagine, because I'm from the South. I've lived where they had signs that say when the sun go down, nigger be out of town. See, a lot of people ain't face KKK, ain't face the real march line. I've been down there where King them walked and the dogs and the sticks and the police is beating you and stuff. Till you face that face to face, you have to really be choose your words carefully. Blacks down South, even Ray Charles knew. He wouldn't even do a concert down there for the simple reason Georgia was one of the prejudiced and most – the governor, they hated blacks. They didn't even want blacks in school. That stuff still is their living color. And that's a place I would not even move to, Georgia. And yet I hear about all black people moving to Atlanta, moving to Atlanta. Every time I go there, I know I'm not – as a black man, I cannot prosper like I want to if I go to Chicago, New York, or go somewhere up north. Or I can triple fold my money with the white man working for me. Down there, you're going to be working for the white man. And they ain't going to let you. The business, the banks ain't going to grant you the loans. They ain't going to grant you the money. Now, back to the situation. He was killed. You know the law, and I'm going to get off the subject. But think of this, what they say every time a court thing come on. Do not take the court into your own hands. Every person is legally, you can't, even when you see them being arrested on TV, until they try
innocent
in court.
Innocent until proven guilty.
They was not law officers. They was regular civilians. So what? He had served the community for 30 years as a police officer and prosecuted all. It was a click thing. You can see how they passed it around. Wrong and right is right. They shot that boy down. If I'm running, you approach me with a gun and down in Georgia, I know you're not an officer. I know you finna kill me. You know how many black – look at St. Louis. If you do your history about the black massacre in 1917, St. Louis, they don't never talk about it. Over 250 black people was killed downtown St. Louis and East St. Louis.
That was
facts.
East St. Louis. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
yes,
facts.
They buried and covered that up. Why? Because a white man said a black man had robbed him. This is fact through your history. But did they get him the right to go kill up over 250 black people? Was killed hung from trees? Do your research. I dare someone come on this radio and question me on it. That means they don't know their history. Okay?
I just
have
one question.
Yes, sir, please.
I just have one question. One question,
yes, sir.
One. Let me ask you one question. You said the South is racist as a hell, right?
It's racist all over, but they for sure.
But wait a minute.
They for sure. Where the Confederate flag fly? Where the Confederate flag? They just took it down. Look, I don't see a Confederate flag flying north.
Let me ask you my question first. With all that you just said about the South, with all that you just said, and us knowing where mine is, are you telling me You gonna jog through there with nothing on you? You gonna run through there?
Yeah, it is nice. It's quiet down there. If you look at where he at, it's peaceful. But I tell you what, if
you
go down another country mile,
you just told me it was racist. You just told me how racist it is.
No, no, you gotta look at it. You gotta look at the car was made to wipe whoever it was made. The car was made. It's like a scanner. I don't know if you ever have a scanner. You can see it. Black guy suspect, I believe, is running up the street. Them white people have scanners. So they took the law in their own hands. They took the law in their own.
Why would you run through? Why would you run through that neighborhood?
He lived there, sir.
No,
sir. Sir, you can't do that. He lived there. They got a right to do that. This is America. You got a right to run. It ain't, if it was a sign that say KKK, and it said and you prove that it would have KKK signs and he ran through their properties and stuff, I say, yeah, he asked for it. That's Crips and Bloods. You mentioned earlier about Crips and Blood. You go in their neighborhood, you gonna know it's Crips and Blood. Why? They got it all the gang signs on the wall, painted graffiti everywhere. You go to this corner store, Crips. They got you gonna know it. You know about he didn't know that they was gonna do that to him. I'm sure his daddy and mama wouldn't even let him run.
He didn't know, but you know, and I know. Look, I do know this.
I do know for a fact that history states that them whites are going to try to get them white boys off. That we know. For a fact, I do know this. If it had been two black men chasing a white boy down the street for suspect and did the same thing,
right,
we all know what would have happened to him.
This is what we know.
He didn't know they was going to get him that day, but I'm quite sure he knew. That's why he was running. If he was walking, I'll side with you, brother. He was running. Running, then keep moving.
I think you still missed my point, bro. I tried to say it.
Okay.
In the end.
Okay,
right.
Then.
Yes,
but
indeed.
That's my
right.
point, guys. All right.
Right on,
Colin. Okay, thank you,
Colin.
Thank you.
Right on. We are right
on. Area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. If you have a question or a comment, make it plain, Colin.
Peace, Colin. Thank you. I know that we kind of went out on time. It shows us right now how undivided, how divided we are as a people with the calls that are coming in. But look how codified white supremacy is. And
right.
to sit back and argue and say that a person doesn't shouldn't have been here, shouldn't have been there, you had your God-given right to be any goddamn world on this planet you want to be because you were here before the crack of wars anyway. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
And,
that's
you know,
right.
Is this like I sent you that link, Mufasa? Where the guy was an essential worker, if you're working for Amazon or something like that, and you're sent somewhere, and you have an incident where you bump into somebody, and somebody just comes out and just shoots you, you know what I'm saying? And I think that it probably was best for him to try to disarm the person, because if you're in a neighborhood like that, you're probably surrounded around people that act like that and think like that. So if I run into somebody at your door, what's the thing? I'm going to run into, you know what I'm saying? The same thing. But, you know, the message is clear, you know. These white supremacists are showing you we shoot niggas, period. And until you get on the same code, and this is one of the most things that concerns me about, you know, the minister. I believe that he's probably one of the most powerful and influential black living men alive here in North America, but he has not given the orders to his soldiers to arm themselves. Can you imagine if y'all began to arm yourself around the world, whether y'all shooting guns or not? That would send a message to them, okay, we're going to – they are ready to correct this racism right now because these black men are armed and they're going to shoot. But, no, what do? We out here, I see these fools coming up and down Walnut Park. They got they AKs and everything else, but they won't point those in the direction of the people that want to harm them. They want to point them in the direction of people that look like them. I don't understand it. So, you know,
right.
with that being
off code.
Said, I'm going to let you guys, you know, take another caller, but – really,
right on, bro. We don't talk
about the fact that you know, these people are on code. So it wouldn't have mattered
right.
that you would have ran into my house because chances are it would have been the same issue because these people are,
exactly.
are all on the same thing. You got somebody down here videotaping this madness, you know, so it was something that was playing. I mean, these people literally.
I'm glad you said
day,
that, brother.
I want to shoot a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
I believe that's on the mind of a lot of white people here in America is they wake up every day and say, you know what, I want to shoot a nigger. So if they want to shoot a nigger, a bear, a cat, it don't matter. So I'm white, and I say so.
Right.
Thanks for calling, Colin.
Appreciate it.
Area code 314. We're going to try to wrap these, try to get to all the calls if we can. Area code 314. 833 caller, you are on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Make it plain, caller.
Look, okay. First of all, this might not have nothing to do with the show. When you call into the show and person give their comments, this is my opinion. Now, I think you ought to let the person get a comment, and once they get out there, you say something because all this taking up time because this can take forever with all this racist stuff. So we already know that. It would take forever, okay? I see both points and both sides of what LaFosa's saying, and I see the point that you all saying, okay? Sometimes, I'm just saying, now we already know, I agree with you saying about we shouldn't have to be on tiptoes going into different neighborhoods. Totally agree with that. We ought to be free to rock and go anywhere we want to go, just like they go where they want to go, okay? We shouldn't be on tiptoe. Sometimes, like I said, I'm seeing what he's saying, I'm seeing both sides. You put yourself in harm's way when you know they want you anyway. They want you dead. We already know that. Any black face that's saying, especially young black boy, so they want you dead. So you got to keep yourself out of harm's way. Not saying he was in harm's way because he was jogging, okay? So I'm not saying that him going in that house and all that, you know, I don't know what he was looking for or whatever. You know, he was, might have been just looking. Okay, that's all good. That didn't give him the reason to kill him. They not the police. I agree with that. But like he's saying, some of us put ourselves, these youngsters, in harm's way. We know you. You already know that they want you. They want you dead. They don't care. So stay out of harm's way, you know. And not saying, like I say, you know, at some point you do, yeah, you got to be on eggshells to walk in certain places, okay? We already know that. So why would you put yourself in harm's way when you know they want you anyway? They don't give a care. I don't know if the young men's going to, the father and son going to get out, most likely they probably will, like the rest of them, okay? But as far as time of going in with guns at them, they got, they guns probably more powerful than what we have. They probably have more ammunition than we. So all that retaliation ain't going to do it. You got to do like Martin Luther King said, okay? You can't go retaliate. And I understand what you're saying. You know, go after them like they doing us. We going after them, that's not going to solve the issue. It ain't been solved since Martin Luther King died. And I think it would be probably like this to everybody at Leader Earth. They are, they won't think they run it. They run in every, they think they run everything, you know. Everything is for them that comes here, you know. So that's why I say I kind of see both sides of the point of what you are, what you saying, and what LaFosta saying. I see what he's saying. Sometimes you go there, and you already know that they want you, so don't go there. You know, and I'm guilty of it. I mean, I go in the neighborhoods, and I know they don't like me there, and I know that they don't, but I go out there for certain reasons, certain things. And when I get out there, if they come at me, I'm coming back at them, you know, and I know how to.
Right, there you go, exactly.
In a way to where ain't nobody going to pull no gun on me and shoot me because, I like I say, I already know what they want. They want you to act the fool so you can, so they can't pull that gun on you and kill you. So those are the things that I
appreciate.
You know, that's what I, that's all I need to say, and that, if you know, if somebody's calling in, let them get their point across, hang up, address it, let it go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Area code 314-591. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment, make it plain, caller. Area code 314-591. Okay, perhaps just listening. Area code, Area code 315-767. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Hey, y'all, Collective Minds. How y'all doing?
Hey, caller.
Peace, caller. Alumni.
So, I got a question for you. I heard that last week or the week before in St. Louis, there was a young man driving down the street, and another bunch of young men, you know, approached and tried to shoot him in his car, killed a 7-year-old son, and shot his daughter too. Didn't kill the little girl though. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna be honest.
Is that something that's happened recently in St. Louis?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard a little story on that the week before last.
Yeah.
That is true.
Possibly. I stay away from local news, so I don't. And if I don't know, hear about it by ear, I don't watch it. But, yeah, that may have happened.
That's something that, you know, you guys would want to talk on, because that's right there right now. That has happened. And that is right there in your neighborhood and something you can work on rather than dealing with some stuff in Georgia that's being taken care of by the Georgians.
Okay. Kyle.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for your opinion.
Right on,
Thanks
Kyle. That's a fact, though.
Thank you, Kyle. I mean, appreciate that. Oh, there was a dime, sorry.
Black folks killing black folks right there. Y'all need to be up in arms with something that you can actually change right there in St. Louis. Deal with that mess.
Mm-hmm.
These people in Atlanta, the people in Georgia are dealing with the stuff in Georgia. Those guys are going to jail. Their defense team messed up. They're going to jail. They messed up and tried to pull that citizen's arrest. And since Ahmaud Arbery did not commit a crime, and they stopped him anyway, they stopped him under false imprisonment. They got charged with false imprisonment, and since he died while they were in the act of a crime, they were acting in the act of a crime when Ahmaud was killed, therefore they murdered him. They're going to jail for that. There's a DA there that is not letting them off. That's why it's out. That's why it's happening. It's already, that stuff is taken care of.
Okay.
You got to focus on the stuff that's in your area.
Well, I appreciate that. You made some great points, Kyle.
I'm hearing so much about this Ahmaud Arbery. But that stuff is taken care of. The people there in Georgia ain't letting them guys get off on that. They're not letting that happen because they can't deal with the riots that will happen if they do get off.
Right.
And they ain't going to
be right.
I don't want to cut you off, Carlos. You know, we got to wrap it up. But we appreciate you. You called in. You made some great points, too. You made some great points, and we totally appreciate you. Area code 609-310. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or do you have a comment?
I have a question and a comment. Well, I kind of agree with the last caller. You just don't put yourself in harm's way. And nowadays, these little young kids, you know, it's sad, you know, what's going on. And it's just that they got to be more wise and smart out here. And that's all of us together. We got to collectively to get together.
Right.
And instead of having like riots or stuff like that, maybe we should have a peace and go march on these police officers and let them know this ain't right. Because if we don't come together, ain't nothing gonna get solved. I think we have to come together as a unit. I'm talking about around the world, because it ain't just happening in St. Louis. It's not just happening in Jersey. It's not just happening in Philly.
Right.
It's happening everywhere, and we need to come together as a collective group to do something. That's all I'm saying. Because I got little kids.
Yes.
I mean, not kids, but I got young
kids,
too, 21, 22. And I don't fear for them because I believe in God, and I believe that he's going to watch our back. But at the same time, you got to be smart about it. That's anybody.
Thanks, Colin.
Right,
we appreciate
Colin.
That. Another good point. Okay, unfortunately, this will have to be the last call. Area code 618-722. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Make it plain, call. Area code 618-722. Okay. That was the last caller.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they just listened.
All right. All right, family. We didn't have a powerful show. You know, these shows get very interesting, but I'm going to say this real quick. As far as the topic with the Arbery thing, real quick. See, the video has, I don't think that has anything to do with anything, and people are trying to interject in that to justify the killing. The video of him going into the site, that's null and void because the owner already said that he didn't press charges and there was no trespassing sign. And there are other people who went into the building as well and did the same thing that Ahmaud Arbery did. So that's number one. Number two, the only solution to this is to retaliate and fight back. Black people have to get on code. We got to understand that we are at war and we got to function as such. You know, that's the bottom line. The only reason you don't see other groups getting shot and people not going to jail is because their communities won't allow that. We allow these things to happen, therefore they're going to keep happening. So until we start to retaliate and understand that we're at war, and if they strike, we strike. You see what I'm saying? And that's the only thing that's going to change the situation. And I'm going to leave my comment at that. You know.
Ooh.
Wow. So, yeah, y'all can respond and then, you know, wrap it up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's it.
A new brother, Kevin.
Okay.
All right. You show me.
Right.
Okay. Well,
Mufasa, he left us 5 minutes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I wrapped it up.
You said make it
okay,
clear.
Well, listen, I'll say this, Dan. I'm glad that a few of the last callers understood where I was coming from. I know, like Roger said, what I'm saying, people may not perceive it in a different way. Is some of the comments I made it seem is a period that I was trying to say Amar was totally in the wrong for what he did, and the two guys who shot him was in the right. And that's not what I'm saying. It's like the last couple of callers said, and just like Brother Kev also said, is that knowing what the situation really is. And when you truly know what the situation is, if you know that we are at war, you know that we have these situations going on, all I'm saying is we have to train each other how to move differently. We cannot keep on saying, I know everybody wants change and everybody wants us to all kumbaya and come together. I don't see it happening. I don't ever see it happening. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I'm just telling y'all, I don't see it happening. So until that, I have to maneuver with how the world is showing me. And the world is showing me, like one of the other calls said, we need to be on code. And on code means knowing how to maneuver in certain environments and in certain situations and training your people in how to do that, which is why I go back and telling you, another caller said that he was in a racist South where he luckily, they didn't catch him and string him up. If you know you're in racist South, please don't be jogging through neighborhoods without having something on you. At least give yourself an opportunity to protect yourself. Because if they'd ran up on me, we'd have had a shootout. Because first off, I'd have had something on me. If I didn't have nothing on me, I would have tried to run and knock on somebody's door. But honestly, I probably wouldn't even been jogging through their neighborhood because I'm on code. And I know where I'm at, and I know what type of world that I live in. I'm trying to train my people to understand that. Stop being naive and thinking we all kumbaya, getting along, and we keep wanting them to change. They need to quit doing us like this. They need to stop. We can't control what they do, but you can control what you do. Protect yourself. Move in accordance. Move like we are at war. And that's what I'm trying to point out to my people. And I'll leave it alone at that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in. Everybody called in. Everybody made good points. And I respect everybody's points and views and opinions. And that's all that they are. You know, we are here. We're just trying to express ourselves, and we're trying to provide a platform so that people can feel comfortable enough to call in and express themselves. And hopefully with all of that, we'll be able to find a good solution that could potentially help everybody. But we do want to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in with us. I think that they were totally wrong. I definitely understand my brother Mufasa's point and the other callers. I just think it's an unfortunate situation, though, that it has to be that way, you know, because nobody's better than anybody. And it's sad that the scale is always tilted one way. You know, and that's what I don't like. And I think everybody's opinion is not based off of the fact that we are all experts. We're not experts, so our opinions is not based off of us being experts or law enforcement or anything, experts of the law. We basing our opinions off of history. We know what happens. We know what go down when it's us against them. We know how it always go. We know how the scale is tilted. So I just think that that's just an unfortunate way of living, and that's what I would like to see change. I'm not saying it will. I know that's a hard road, but, you know, I just don't like that. I wish things was a little bit different. I think it's unfortunate. But look forward to talking to you guys next Sunday. We missed you the last 2 weeks,
indeed.
But we'll be back on. Tune in with us next Sunday. Peace.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Paula. Thank you for the dialogue.
Yes, indeed.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point.
call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.